The Jewish population of the New Orleans metropolitan area stands at approximately 10,000. That's less than 1% of the entire population. But like the rest of New Orleans, this small yet vibrant community has a way of observing holidays and tradition in its own unique way.
So, shalom, y'all.
Shalom, Elton.
Welcome to Crew to Jew's Passover Crusader.
For Crew to Jew, the satirical Jewish parade organization, this means kicking off Passover with a crusader. A Seder is a multi-part service held at the beginning of Passover in which the Exodus story is retold through biblical passages, food, song, and conversation. But to understand what makes the Crew to Jew Seder different from one you might find elsewhere, it's important to understand their background.
Crew to Jew actually started at a Seder in 1996.
That's L.J. Goldstein, the founder of Crew to Jew.
And we ended up talking about, wouldn't it be interesting to have a Jewish Mardi Gras crew? And so I said, I think it's a great idea. We could call it Crew to Jew. The woman who was actually our crew chaplain said, well, what would you throw? I said, golden bagels, decorated bagels.
Lo and behold, Crew to Jew was born. And humor is a key element of the crew, which often uses satire in their parades to confront and debunk anti-Semitic stereotypes.
Our very first parade, the Super Bowl, was also in New Orleans. Our theme was Crew to Jew's offensive line. And we all, you know, sort of carried these things that people say that, you know, they're trying to not be offensive. You know, it's like, some of my best friends are Jews. Funny you don't look Jewish. But, you know, what made it funny is that we spelled it J-I-E-U-X-I-S-H. And so it's kind of like putting a mask on the whole idea of Judaism at the same time.
Those accustomed to seeing Crew to Jew parading through the streets in outrageous costumes will find a very different crew celebrating Passover.
People are very surprised to find out that it's actually a very traditional Seder. You know, Seder means order, and there's an order that you have to do things and certain things you have to eat, and we do it by the book. But there's things in there to make people smile throughout it and realize that this is something that every Jew is doing around the world, but somehow we're doing it in a New Orleans special way.
Passover Seders typically occur in a person's home among family and friends. The 50-plus members of Crew to Jew, who come from all walks of life, sit in a circle around the host's living room, reclined on pillows and chairs.
Again, does anyone need a glass of wine? Because that is
the group ranges from secular to Orthodox, Baptist to atheist.
Here, what's so fun is that this is a multiracial a slice of every part of New Orleans. It's wide open.
David Friedman, general manager of WWOZ and one of the founding members of Crew to Jew.
In more traditional congregations, sometimes there's a little bit more homogeneity. This is everything but homogeneous.
The cornerstone of a Passover Seder is the Haggadah, a text that tells the story of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt. A Haggadah contains passages from the book of Exodus and is intended not only to tell the story, but to explore deeper themes of slavery and redemption. Versions can vary wildly. David Friedman.
There are as many Haggadot or Haggadahs as there are people on this earth, I think. But everyone kind of invests its own vision in that eternal story about an enslaved people who overcome, you know, their oppression.
The Crew to Jew Haggadah, compiled and written by its core members, is conventional in many ways. It adheres to the biblical narrative and includes traditional blessings and songs in Hebrew. Members take turns reading sections. But it also addresses issues that are critical to New Orleans. Crew to Jew member Simone Levine explains.
You know, particularly important for me in this Seder is really to bring out the comparisons and the similarities between the slavery that the Jews had felt in Egypt and also the slavery that African Americans had felt here in New Orleans and also here in the United States, and really to talk about the similarities and how the two communities absolutely need to stick together, not just on the issue of our shared history, but our day-to-day issues that we also face here in New Orleans and how we have to help each other as two communities.
Keeping in line with the crew's satirical history, there are also moments of levity throughout the Seder.
And freedom to dance. Freedom to create. And freedom to parade.
For founding member David Friedman, who grew up in New Orleans, this freedom to parade with Crew to Jew is something to celebrate.
That's something that, when I was a kid in New Orleans, was unthinkable, but it's very liberating, and I think it's, and as we found out in all areas of racism and in bigotry, that when you liberate yourself, you also liberate your oppressors. That's the story of Passover.
For WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Maureen McMurray.